Week on Tumblr for the week of June 26, 2023. Been a very exciting week for releases and trailers.
Ooh, yeah, tell me about it.
Okay, so we got the first full trailer for the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Ooh, that's a big deal. I mean, I remember people were so excited when just sort of the teaser dropped. I'm sure the actual trailer has had a major impact.
Yeah, it dropped on Tuesday, and it just broke Tumblr, basically. It was clearly the number one topic on the 27th, the day that it dropped, and like the amount of Five Nights at Freddy's that has been on my dashboard, and I'm not even in this fandom, but like it overtook my entire dashboard.
It's one of those things that you don't realize that everybody, like so many people, went through a phase of, because I think if you were a certain age when it became really popular, that was like the thing that you were into, the same way that like people who were exactly my age probably had a Homestuck phase. So, but it was slightly after that, right?
Yeah, people my age were X-Files girlies.
Right. So I think that honestly, a lot of the people who are excited about it are probably like nostalgically excited.
Totally. I think there's a lot of nostalgia for the games because they've been out, you know, there are several of the games. They've been out for a while and they're kind of universally beloved if you're into that genre of kind of scary things, which I am not. But then we also saw a ton of nostalgia for Josh Hutcherson.
Oh, yeah.
Who is, of course, playing the main character, Mike Schmidt. He's going to be the security guard. And folks really, really, really like him. There's so much affection for him on platform.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people, it's like, the perfect nostalgia combo. It's like people already love him. They remember when they were into Hunger Games, and then they remember when they were into Five Nights at Freddy's, probably like around the same time,
I think so.
Early 2010s. So it all has come together.
Yeah.
And I think it's so interesting. Five Nights at Freddy's was like an indie game. Like it wasn't like a huge franchise game. Like it was a very organic phenomenon. And now it's about to be like a successful movie franchise.
Yeah, like a wildly successful.
Which is so interesting.
Yeah, yeah. It's been interesting to see some of the games that really have resonated on Tumblr and how many of them are these indie games.
Yeah.
I think of like Deltarune and Undertale as well.
Well, remember Off?
Oh, yeah.
Like that was huge. And when Danganronpa first got popular on Tumblr, it was through fan translations. Like you couldn't actually play the game in English when it first, so it was almost as if it were an indie game.
Yeah, totally.
That has always been like the super popular thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Are they going to make an Undertale movie?
I mean, oh my lord. My dash would be insufferable if they
imagine?
Did that. Oh my god, no.
Oh my god, that would be insane.
Oh man.
But the music would be good.
The music would be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun to see kind of the reaction. Of course, we saw like a ton of gift sets, a lot of like, speaking of like nostalgia towards like the early 2000s and like 80s and like kind of like Chuck E. Cheese-esque like aesthetic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been really funny. Also, of course, a ton of memes.
Yeah.
That goes without saying. And then one thing that like somebody on our team was very, very excited about is that there's a really popular YouTuber named Corey Kinchin, and he was in the trailer and is going to be in the movie. And
that's very exciting.
Very unexpected.
What's his character? Do you know?
A taxi driver.
Okay.
I mean, it's a very short clip, and basically there's a what looks to be like a homicidal animatronic in the back of his taxi.
Fantastic.
Like I feel bad for his character because I don't think anything good is going to come from that. But, you know, who knows?
So maybe, it goes. Occupational hazard.
I know. Maybe he'll have a happy ending.
Yeah.
And then another thing that, like, speaking of nostalgia, so Fall Out Boy is touring.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They're having another big moment.
Yes, another big moment. They're on the So Much for Tour Dust
tour, okay,
which is like a play on So Much for Stardust, which is like one of their newer songs. But they jumped up a whopping 32 spots on the music list this week in Fandometrics.
That's so exciting. I feel like they're totally having a second life right now. I think they have like a big radio hit, which is their first like actual hit in a long time.
Yeah. 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 Which is, you know, you love it for them. You love to see it.
Patrick Stump's voice is just fantastic.
Yeah. It's, well, and they also released a new song.
Mm-hmm.
It's an updated cover of We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel, but like covering everything
oh my God.
That's happened since like 19, like whatever, 87.
Yeah. I can see why that's like a good like thing to get people to click and listen. But I need to just say, because I am who I am, the 1975 Love It If We Made It is the modern We Didn't Start the Fire. They already did that. It's a modern classic.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. Is it going to make me like sad? Because I will say I did watch they released a lyric video for
it.
And I watched and listened to it and I was just like, wow. Things have been real dark.
Well, the thing about Love It If We Made It is that it's just a really good song.
Okay.
Whereas a cover of We Didn't Start the Fire with a lyrics change, it's like you already know this song.
Right.
So you're just listening to the lyrics. Whereas Love It If We Made It, you could just rock out to.
Okay.
You don't want to listen to this is not a segment about the 1975. This is a segment about Fall Out Boy. Tell me more about what people are saying on Tumblr about Fall Out Boy.
We're getting tons of like tour clips and videos and gift sets made from those tour clips and videos, obviously.
Yeah.
It's really, people are really excited to hear like both their old music but also their new music and are just like very much like happy to see, I mean, especially Pete Wentz. Like,
yeah.
The thirst is real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have some friends who are at the Chicago show, which is their hometown show, and apparently they played a song at that show, which they'd never played live before. So it seems like they're really digging up the deep cuts, which is something that I think My Chemical Romance was also doing on their recent tour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like these musical acts who are touring now, like they're really, I think partially, like they're probably just really excited to be touring again.
Totally, yeah.
After the last couple of years, but like it feels like a lot of these popular tours that are happening now, like the artists are really like leaning in and giving so much to their fans.
Yeah,
it's really nice to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We fully expect to see more coming out of the tour. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, the same thing happened with NCR is that like that entire tour, they just trended every time there was a new concert. It was like, okay, that's my dashboard now.
Totally.
But yeah, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, The Bear season 2 on FX Hulu was dropped last week.
I have been seeing a lot of chatter about that show.
Do you watch it?
I don't. I can't imagine that it's my thing. Like, nothing I've seen about it has made me go, oh, I need to watch this now. But I'm glad for the people who are enjoying it and seem to have gotten a new season fairly quickly. I think the first season was just last year. I feel like these days in airing a new season every year is like out of the ordinary.
versus like having to wait and like a half, 2 years.
It's been 4 years since the first season of Good Omens. Like,
oh Lord. Okay, but soon.
Back to the Bear.
Yes, Back to the Bear. It dropped on the 22nd, and basically, like, the restaurant is back in business, but with a new name, a new chef de cuisine, and people are just really, really excited to see, especially, like, Carmi and Sydney, but really the whole team back on the small screen. It's been really cute.
Yeah, sounds like, I know, like, those are... I've seen lots of cute fan art of them, especially Carmi, who people have been definitely memeing on because he's kind of a funky looking guy. So lots of really funny fan art of him.
Yeah, a lot of fan art, a lot of memes about like the little depressed chef.
That's super cute.
Yeah.
That's one of those shows that I'm like perfectly happy just to consume it through memes. I feel like I get the gist.
So I was that way during season one, but having like seen my dashboard over the last week, I think I'm going to have to watch it. I think it might be like my weekend binge this weekend is doing The Bear because like I, through the gift sets, have become like emotionally invested in these characters. Like I love Tony. Like
now you gotta get into it.
Exactly. And I want to see what everyone's talking about. We've seen like, of course, tons of gift sets, tons of memes. It was, it reappeared on the TV list this week at number 3, which is very respectable. But it also started a lot of like debate and discourse.
I've seen some of that.
The internet about like shipping and
it's weird to me because as you just mentioned, the X-Files, it's like that used to just be the whole point of TV.
Yeah.
If you had your two leads and they'd have a will they or won't they for like five seasons. And that's the point of the show. That's what keeps people watching. I don't understand why people are so up in arms about it. It's literally normal.
Yeah. So. I don't get it. But there's just been a ton of debate about like, because obviously people on Tumblr, a lot of people on Tumblr do ship Carmi and Sydney.
Yeah.
But then a lot of people are like, I don't need this. Like, that's not what the show's about. Like, and like, fair.
You don't know what the show's about? You're not the writer.
I know. And it's just.
But I get it. Yeah.
There's always just going to be like shipping discourse.
Yeah,
it
totally.
It really doesn't matter what it is. Mm-hmm. There will be shipping discourse about it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, can be fun.
Certainly can keep you entertained.
It will. It will. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it's been nice to see like everyone kind of like thrilled to see their favorites back and like to see how these characters are like growing and how the relationships are kind of developing and like mutual respect and like, yeah, it's just great to see. Mm. So I do think I will be watching that this weekend.
Have fun with that.
All right, and that's it for Big Week on Tumblr. Thank you so much for joining us, Allegra.
Of course. And this is the last episode of season 4 of Big Week on Tumblr. And the show will be back at some point in the very near future with all the updates and all the trends.
Yes, indeed.